Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads, take me home to the place.
Got a problem with Virginia too, or is it just West Virginia
there? Oh, Virginia? Are you kidding me? I got pulled over twice driving down to Tennessee in Virginia. Those are some aggressive stateies. You go 66 with a Massachusetts plate on a 65 highway.
Profiled as being a northerner or something? I mean, what was?
Yes.
What was, yeah.
Yes. So I had a huge.
They heard one of his jokes.
Yep. I had the Ulysses. I hope your squirrels eat your nips.
It's the only thing you come to all week. You got to come up with something else besides the squirrels' nips.
No.
I'll send you a list of suggestions.
Suggestions
for Danielle.
I don't feel comfortable making them. Because I, unlike you, have respect for my coworkers.
Well, you're the guy.
F that guy.
No. Texter agrees with you. 781 Texter says West Virginia is 50th in every important stat for quality of life, the most irrelevant state in the country.
It finished 51st in three categories.
Don't waste all that good humor now. Jeez.
The best it could do is be the West version of another state?
Oh, you don't like them because they don't have their own state name. They just took the West version.
West Virginia.
The same problem with the Carolinas?
So why isn't it just called Redheaded Virginia?
You must hate New England, then.
Southern Connecticut can kick rocks. That's New York. That's tri-state.
All right. Doug has been hanging on for a long time. And, Doug, what's up? What are you calling about?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
How are you?
Hey, Doug.
I called because of what you were talking about earlier.
About Drew Brees? Drew Brees?
Yeah, well, just the situation. Yes,
okay.
Brees stuff.
Yes.
And I would like everyone to take a step back and isolate everything.
I don't have to take a step back because I have those new size 75 social distance shoes on. All right, but yes, okay, yes.
And number one, people complaining about you not taking seriously. I think this is a sports talk show.
Yes.
And you guys are much, 1,000% better than the people here before. So trust me.
Appreciate you saying
that. You guys are doing great.
Thank you. Okay. So, yes, we're taking a step back. And you got
a step back.
Floor is yours.
Everyone says disrespect the flag. What does that mean, though? Everyone needs to define it for themselves. But what does that mean, disrespect the flag?
Yes.
And then say, who does the flag represent?
But isn't it possible to say that it represents different things to different people and to try to understand that?
It can. It can.
So,
but then,
so Doug,
okay,
for...
No, isolate it. Wait, still, isolate it.
Yeah.
And then what does kneeling represent by itself? What does kneeling represent?
I am to understand that kneeling represents an absolute disgust and opposition at police brutality.
Because you kneel to get married. You kneel when somebody's hurt. So that is not the definition of kneeling in its isolation by itself.
Oh, in its isolation by itself. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
But when it's done, when Colin Kaepernick was doing it, it was being done to protest oppression, correct?
Sorry. I'm not going to go there right now with you yet because I want you to isolate everything because this is why people are disagreeing, and they're still going to disagree, but this is the problem of conversation. What does kneeling in isolation represent?
Kneeling in isolation, thinking, pausing to think, paying homage.
Is all of those things, right?
Yes, yes.
Has before this situation, has kneeling ever meant disrespect?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. So now when we take these things into isolation, you put them back together. Everyone's going to have their own meaning. But when you have disagreements between what you're thinking and what you're putting them together, then that person has to really resolve what it really means. Because if you're saying that kneeling is not disrespectful, but then all of a sudden it's disrespectful, then you have to question why you're saying that, because then it's not the kneeling that you're talking about, it's the person. It's the thing that's making you uncomfortable and making you emotional. Because if kneeling by itself is not disrespectful, then how can it be disrespectful to kneel before a flag?
You make a very good point about that. I think that for a lot of people, it's not necessarily the act of kneeling. It's not standing. Because if we look at that in isolation, maybe just to kind of counter your point, to explain how people's viewpoints. So when you don't stand for something, I think people take that as a sign of disrespect. So maybe it's not the actual act of kneeling. Maybe it's the lack of standing.
Okay, so is not putting your hand on your heart disrespect? Is going to a concession stand disrespect? Is going to the bathroom disrespect?
During the anthem?
Yes.
Yeah, if people don't take their hats off, if they don't put their hand on their heart, I get upset by stuff like that. Everybody's different, though. Everybody's different.
All right, but those are things of disrespect, then. So that means, so again, you have to come to that agreement. Say if those things are disrespect, you have to be as equally angry about those as kneeling.
No, but Doug, I think that we hold people to a higher standard that are in the NFL than we do the fan in the stands, because those people
That's your fault, because why are you holding somebody else to a higher standard than yourself?
It's just the way our society is. I mean, that's how we are. We put athletes on a pedestal.
There's no such thing as society, because you can't define everybody else's actions. Think about yourself.
Right. I'm saying that if I don't have kids, if I had kids, I would tell them to choose different role models. But sadly, most people choose baseball players, football players, basketball players, musicians as their role models. So when they do,
just keep using everyone else as your argument.
It's not my argument. You're deciding that you are not going to stand and honor the flag and during the singing of the national anthem. That is a choice. That is a protest. And then I have the right to decide whether I agree or disagree with that.
Right. But what I'm saying to you, and I'm going to use Wiki's terms, then if that person has the right to do that, then you have that same energy to say that everyone else has a right to do what they want to do.
Who's saying that nobody has a right?
Well, it's because you were saying that you were complaining about people drowning out Drew Brees' voice. And so if you're going to complain about people drowning out Drew Brees' voice, then you have Drew Brees' voice, then you have to complain the same veracity about people trying to drown out Colin Kaepernick's voice.
No, I wasn't saying they were drowning out his voice. I was saying that they were changing their view on him after a whole career of seemingly doing the right thing. He just donated $5 million to New Orleans COVID-19 Relief Fund, who's a guy that's devoted his life to helping New Orleans since he arrived there. And is all of that work, everything that he did, is now gone because of one sentence that he said his true opinions about something. That, to me, is wrong. And I would say the same thing.
I don't know that Doug thinks that that's right either. Doug, do you think that Drew Brees should be vilified for what he said?
No, I think the conversation should be had. I don't think he answered the question, though. And so I had this argument with a friend of mine. We've been going back and forth about this. No one's saying that everyone has to agree. But if you're saying that you will never, you know, they say never say never. If you're saying you will never understand that or never talk to anybody like that, then you just pretty much ended the discussion.
Yeah. So his first statement is what gets to you, which is, I will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Right. So, right.
I don't think saying I could never understand that is in the same vein, though, because if I were to say I can never understand the plight of a black person, like, because it's just been so different. I don't think that we're ever going to flip flop roles. Like, I've never had to walk down the street and worry about someone else crossing the street because I'm coming down the street. I've never had to worry when getting pulled over,
well,
like, what's going to happen next.
You don't have to worry about it now because everybody is following the orange arrows that have been spray painted on the sidewalks.
Yeah, so I don't think that statement is a refusal to want to understand. I just think that's an acknowledgement that, no, I will never likely be placed in the same situation as a person of color.
But I can see how, like, at a time when everybody wants to see or hear that ears are opened and that minds are clear to start a conversation, that Drew Brees' comment yesterday can be seen as standoffish. And it just, it's rankle. It's
standoffish? I mean, yeah, he's expressing his opinion.
No, but it can be seen, like, and I'm not just speaking to the overreactionary nature of a lot of opinions and people's responses to video and interviews and comments and speeches and rallies. It just seemed, it didn't seem defiant. It just seemed, and we've already said tone deaf today, but it seemed a little standoffish to me.
The one thing that I want to correct, though, is that a lot of callers have mentioned how we are selectively outraged at Kaepernick. I've grown up, thanks to my dad, been to hundreds of sporting events in the Boston area. Mm-hmm. Whenever people around our section had their hats on, almost all of the people that had the hats on were young white kids, and the people yelling at them were older white men. And they would say, take your hat off, take your hat off. Like, I mean, this is not some selective, enraged sort of behavior. People at sporting events my entire life, when others were communicating, not taking their hat off, not paying attention, people would say something. Or if they were seated, they'd say, get up, take your hat off. Like,
but
that's,
I think that what Will or House or Doug or any caller who has expressed an opinion is asking you is, are you open to changing your mind about Colin Kaepernick? As an example, are you open to changing your mind about that, or are you still going to believe that that is disrespectful, what he did?
I guess, but in my opinion, Colin Kaepernick has been a pawn in this greater game. Like, I don't think Colin Kaepernick in and of himself is not really too relevant to me. I think it is the fact that we are at a point in our country where we're on one page, we are being told America needs to have an open dialogue about race relations in our country.
Yes.
And then in the next sentence, a white professional athlete says he doesn't respect people kneeling for the flag, and he's told to shut up, figure it out, or leave. That's not a conversation.
This is David. Hello, David.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, fine people. I thoroughly enjoy your show.
Thank you, David.
I thoroughly enjoy your show.
Thank you very much.
You know, I've been watching this thing. I'm a 55-year-old white guy. You know, maybe I need an optometrist. I don't see, you know, I can't feel, but this whole thing, I think, is rooted behind black men, black teenagers, and white cops. I mean, that's the whole thing. If we can fix that relationship at an early on intervention, I don't know if you bring cops into the schools when they're young, but it's black men and white cops is the root of the whole thing.
It's not, though. I shouldn't say, but in trying to understand it, it's not.
It can even go back way further than that. With just even access to opportunities. Like that is a big issue, but it's the issue with that. It's so much grander than that. If we fix issue of black teens and black men with white cops, yeah, that's a great step. But that's not going to eliminate, you know, racism or systemic racism or the struggles of people of color. That's not going to get rid of it.
Systemic racism. The America I live in, I have watched every person, color, and creed rise to the level to where they, you know, where they desire to be. I mean, to hold a man back in America is a pretty hard thing to do. I really need, eyeglasses or something. I'm just not seeing it. I wish somebody could explain to me so much rage.
I think if you ask, there are people who would try to. I mean, I think it's really, I don't know. I mean, it's difficult.
I mean, 8,000 black men get murdered. I don't know. There were some statistics. I mean, but in particular, when it's at the hands of a cop, I mean, this thing was disturbingly sick to watch what happened. I mean, it was incredibly, I mean, that is one sick human being. That cop singularly is one sick human being. And those other cops that didn't step in, they've got issues too. But this is one man. That it doesn't, you know, there are sick people all over the world, and why the massive outrage about, you know, this. I think it's the relationship. I just think it's the relationship. Thank you, though.
David, thank you for calling. And, you know, finally, yesterday they got around to arresting the other three, you know.
And upping their charges, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. Which is, I think, the right thing to do.
Great. And this morning, Drew Brees was just arrested.
Are you at all disturbed? Are you disturbed in the least, though, that it seems like there's now almost like a war on, like, cops who we've seen first to uphold the law, to protect and to serve.
Yes, I do. Yes.
I mean, like.
Of course. I would assume that a lot of people who are outraged from a perspective of how they've been treated race-wise are also upset by that. I mean, we talked about it yesterday, but one of the most horrifying things that has come about during this time is that 77-year-old David Dorn, the 77-year-old retired police officer with a stellar career record in law enforcement, who's trying to protect that pawn shot and is shot dead.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
comes out of retirement to protect his buddy's shot.
That video is also disturbing. And the fact that the guy videoing it or going live with it, whatever he did, is not doing anything to try to help him is it's absolutely horrifying.
Right.
Horrifying. And how anybody would think that, you know, in the name of stealing what you want to steal, that is somehow justified is horrendous.
We have a breaking news. Drew Brees just posted an apology on Instagram.
Yeah.
The picture is a white and a black hand holding hands. And he writes, "I would like to apologize to my friends, teammates, the city of New Orleans, the black community, NFL community, and anyone I hurt with my comments yesterday. In speaking with some of you, it breaks my heart to know the pain I have caused. In an attempt to talk about respect, unity, and solidarity centered around the American flag and the national anthem, I made comments that were insensitive and completely missed the mark on the issues we are facing right now as a country. They lacked awareness and any type of compassion or empathy. Instead, those words have become divisive and hurtful and have misled people into believing that somehow I am an enemy. This could not be further from the truth, and it is not an accurate reflection of my heart or my character." This goes on a while. "I stand with the black community in the fight against systemic racial injustice and police brutality and support the creation of real policy that will make a difference. I condemn the years of oppression that have taken place throughout our black communities and still exist today. I acknowledge that we as Americans, including myself, have not done enough to fight for that equality or truly understand the struggles and plight of the black community. I recognize that I'm part of the solution and can be a leader for the black community in this movement. I will never know what it's like to be a black man or raise black children in America, but I will work every day to put myself in those shoes and fight for what is right. I have always been an ally, never an enemy. I am sick about the way my comments were perceived yesterday, but I take full responsibility and accountability. I recognize I should do less talking and more listening. And when the black community is talking about their pain, we all need to listen. For that, I am very sorry and ask for your forgiveness."
Well said.
Yeah.
I mean, and so we're having a national discussion. Isn't that the result that we want, right? Is that Drew Brees listens, hears, and understands.
I mean, my biggest takeaway is that I learned how to read.
It was pretty good by Curtis.
It wasn't bad. I was following along, too, thinking of how I would have read it.
You feel like he did the right thing?
Absolutely.
Or you feel like he should have stood by his opinion?
Well, as a native of West Virginia, I think he should have doubled down and kicked some ass, brother.
No, but the fact here, Greg, is that he had no choice. He had no choice because of the reaction.
So you're saying he's lying?
God in heaven. I am.
You're saying it's insincere.
I am saying it's absolutely insincere.
No,
yes.
It's not.
Of course it is.
It is. Curtis, he stood yesterday behind a... If you look on his Instagram, he's got like a pair of empty combat boots with two flags in it for Memorial Day. He's talked a number of times about how much his faith and his Lord and the way that he practices religion matters to him, which has ruffled a few feathers and rankled some people in the past. Like, he's a man of distinct principle who is not afraid to let those flags fly in the face of public derision sometimes. Now, He comes out and he says what he believes, and he says it in a manner that he didn't believe was going to upset people the way it did. He probably knew that it would be a talking point, but he didn't think it would piss people
off. Nick, do you think he had help writing that today?
No.
You
actually,
do not.
No. I actually do not, Curtis, I do not believe that this was run through a spin right. machine.
We're living in
think,
a fantasy world.
No, we're not. This isn't like Disney you're not going to trot out your the Spygate 3 people or whatever the name of those folks were that you think wrote those statements for the Patriots. These are Drew Brees' words.
They are they're under his account. He logged in, but they are not his words.
This is not because it's not that complexly written.
He is a brand, Nick. His brand took
a
massive beating
yesterday.
Drew
Brees is a very intelligent man, Curtis.
You live in a very bizarre universe. I live in reality. That was certainly worked on by his team.
I don't know about that, Curtis.
No.
774 texter says he should have stood his ground. He was forced.
What do you think more closely aligns to his true feelings, his comments yesterday or his post today?
For 2 hours, Curtis pumped up Brees as this great humanitarian. Now he's a lying SOB.
Curtis, here's the thing, Curtis. His comments yesterday, I don't believe that they're standoffish or do in any way, shape, or form that there's a racist thread, a racist thought, a racist genome in this man's body, for God's sakes. I think he said what he said, didn't think that it would land with the thud that it did, causing a shockwave across the internationally. And so he has taken to plain and simple terms to say, my bad, everybody. And I think now we can take a minute, all STFU, look at his incredible track record and say, all right, you know what? Drew Brees has done so much good. Maybe we can start thinking it's time to give him a mulligan.
He may have intentioned that statement this morning, but there's no way that he wrote it himself. There's no way.
Danielle,
there's just no way that he wrote it himself because
it's not Churchill, for Christ's sake.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is a massive, massive PR problem at this point. You don't let someone with a team of individuals who helps cultivate their brand, they don't just leave it up to him and be like, yeah, Drew, post something this morning. We trust you. This is 100%
He's a corporation unto himself.
It doesn't mean what was said.
Of course.
But it was definitely orchestrated.
How many handlers did he come up to the shave my head for children at the Granite thing in Quincy with? He was kind of by himself, right?
Good point.
Curtis brought that up in his... He came by himself.
Yeah. No, okay, so he didn't come with an entourage.
Curtis also brought up what an amazing guy he was.
Right.
Spent a good, hour with him that day, Curtis?
Everybody there was there to see him, and he couldn't have been kinder to everybody that came up with a selfie, an autograph.
Right. He came up by himself and getting his head shaved, raised, you know, whatever, $1 million bucks.
And in private, he told me his team always posts his Instagram stuff. So
my best friend from college, one of my dearest friends in the world, lives in New Orleans. And he will tell you that everyone in that city would damn near take a bullet for Drew Brees. He's meant so much to them. And so now they're not. I think it's embarrassing that they started an F Drew Brees chant last night at a protest in New Orleans.
Actually, in private, Curtis, he said, excuse me, sir, senior citizens are waiting over there. If you could,
hey, Drew Brees here. Listen, if I take a photo, I've heard from my friend Danielle Murr that there's this creepy Batman who stands in the background of photos. If you could just get him out of the frame so it doesn't terrify everyone.
Can you move that guy?
I wasn't going to say this, but he did take me by the side and talk.
This is his message. Way
behind, but important things happening. Drew Brees has issued an apology on his Instagram for the comments that he made yesterday. We'll continue to discuss that. We probably got to push back inside the warped female brain a little bit, Danielle. And we got to get to trending right now with Ken.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Subaru Summer is going on right now. Great. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Guess that trade to the Patriots is out. Brees to the Pats. That was Curtis's horrible idea in hour number one. Looks like he's going to stay a Saint. Powerful stuff, though. I mean, I am impressed. I was impressed by the Bergeron statement last night. I do think some of these things could have major impact. In a way, this Brees issue, it only had a 24-hour cycle until his apology, but this may be more powerful than anything else that has come out from any athlete.
Because you perceive him to be understanding what an issue is.
And how correct? Meaningful this moment is for the Black Lives Matter movement and some of these people. Now, you know, some may find it disingenuous. That's true as well. Mm-hmm. But we certainly had everybody in the sports world weighing in yesterday. Aaron Rodgers, Richard Sherman, LeBron James, on and on and on. The return of sports is the other major trend, and so far the baseball news is not good. Joel Sherman yesterday saying as pessimistic as it's been yet to this point is what he's hearing on both sides after MLB rejected that 114-game counterproposal from the union. That being said, the NBA today is expected to approve the 22-team format to restart the season in Orlando. 12:30 conference call today. 13 Western teams and 9 Eastern teams with 8 regular season games to finish it out. And back to the Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter controversy of Grant Napier. He has spoken, did an interview with the New York Post, wide-ranging interview. He was asked whether he found it to be a mistake that he had said the words All Lives Matter via tweet and then got fired, the Sacramento Kings play-by-play guy. He said, quote, "I don't want to call it a mistake. I don't even know what adjective to describe it." He then became emotional. He said, "It makes me feel sick to my stomach because it is absolutely the opposite of who I am." Defended himself on the notion he was denouncing the black community and has racist views. So he's trying to save his reputation here, but he is still out as the Kings play-by-play man. And that's what's trending now on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to the Greg Hill Show.
Nothing else out there sounds like it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the blind. You asked me for a contribution.
Well, Drew Brees issuing a lengthy apology on his Instagram. It was torture enough. Listening to Curtis trying to read the whole thing, so we won't repeat that.
We just posted that reading to WEI.com. Bradford loves it. It's getting clicks left and right.
Hi. Certainly interested in your thoughts on that. And this is Tony from Gloucester. What's up, Tony?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on, Tom?
Nothing. I just want my voice to be heard and counter Ken Jong-un's propaganda he's been spewing all morning, fake news.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Yes, yes. Yes. You know, I just want to remind you, sir, that this isn't the sand dunes of the North Shore. You know, you can't just, like, throw your blanket down and think you own the beach.
Where do you stand? And I know in opposition to Ken Narodik, but express your opinion, Tony.
Okay, thank you, sir. I just want to say that, like, he's been saying, yeah, you know, everyone's coming down to Brees. Everybody. And every post that I've seen online, like the number one comments, even the top three or five, are in support of Drew Brees. I'm at work right now. I haven't read the apology, but I really hope he has nothing to apologize for. You know, the man, it's, you know, I feel the same way. If you don't want to stand for the flag, right, if you don't support this country, get on the boat, buy a plane ticket, and get out of here. That's how I feel.
So you believe, like Curtis, the apology is disingenuous, and he was essentially threatened into it. He was social justice mobbed into it. Is that your belief?
I mean, I don't know why he did it. I mean, he should have just, you know, stuck with his guns. I haven't read the apology, so I can't voice about it yet. I don't know if it, but that's what it sounds like it was. I mean, the guys, you know, who has a better character than Drew Brees?
I don't know that it has to be a character issue. I mean, is it not possible that it's an issue when it comes to understanding?
I think it was pretty clear that the people that heard his comments yesterday made it a character issue. They killed him. I mean, they killed his character. They killed the fact that he was a dumb white guy speaking out of turn.
This is Frank. Hello, Frank.
Yes, how you guys doing?
What's up,
hey, Frank?
Yes, as a veteran myself, it is very sad when people who've never been in the military, who doesn't know what the flag represents, always equate the flag. Yes, I'm going to get a thing.
What's going on? Everybody's Frank, talking. What's going on over there? What are you doing?
No. Somebody that's working on my street.
Call 311. So, people are not. Are they wearing masks?
They're construction workers. They have masks on. They're doing the right
thing. Are they gathering in a group? Anybody working on their vehicle?
No. Are they 6 feet apart?
No. Are they smoking menthol cigarettes?
Did you see the 10 positives for the construction workers working on Bryant-Denny Stadium in Alabama?
No.
Unbelievable breakout.
We can address that in a moment. Ken is giddy over 10 cases in Alabama. What is
West Virginia?
Frank, get to your point. What is it?
What about Clemson?
Anyway, when we joined the military, okay, we want to join the military to represent everybody in this whole country. And the Constitution talk about the flag, degrading the flag, that nobody talk about. It said you cannot make a handkerchief out of the flag. You cannot use the flag to put on the ground in a beach as a blanket. We do that. You can make a flag out of a shirt without a flag. We do all that. And nobody ever questioned that. Kneeling in front of the flag, it's not the disrespectful that any veteran is saying it's wrong. No veteran is saying that's wrong because we fought for this man's right to do that. Mm-hmm. We fought for that.
All right.
Drew's statement, listen, Drew Brees said, you know why it's so disgenuine? Because Drew Brees has been hearing about this thing for the last 5 years. Okay? He knows what this represents. He had that feeling for the last 5 years. So for him to put that statement now, like, you know, he doesn't mean it or that, he meant it because he's been feeling that for the last 5 years.
All right. Thank you, Frank. So Frank is essentially saying there's no veteran who would object to anyone kneeling during the anthem.
But that's just flat wrong. I mean, my father was a Vietnam vet. He refused to watch the NFL for the last year of his life. He was like a quiet patriot, but that he obviously didn't understand. He was like the many who didn't in 2017 get what was happening, and he was so turned off by that. And we had so many callers to this station at that time. It was a real visceral issue, but here we are 3-4 years later. It's very different. I really do believe the understanding of the Kaepernick movement has shifted, and Brees, I think, is a part of that now.
Wouldn't you say it's been about split though, Greg, that it's been about half the people you've heard from said it's okay to kneel and half have said no? It feels pretty split.
Hello, Art.
Hello, guys. How are we doing?
Hey, what's up,
Art?
Hello, Art.
My opinion of this is I think Brees absolutely looks foolish in coming up with a statement after he so passionately feels pretty much the opposite. My view in this thing is do whatever you want, whatever suits your soul, but there's no way that anyone should be called a racist because they have Drew Brees' opinion. I think that is absolutely absurd on behalf of the African-American community to look upon Drew Brees as a racist because he feels so passionately about his flag. And I think any thinking to the contrary is absurd. That's all I had to say, guys.
All right. And he believes the apology is disingenuous based on the passion with which he made his original comments.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s, and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point.
So was he being disingenuous then when he said that he was thinking about those who lost their lives during the civil rights movement?
I'm sure he meant that, but I think he was underestimating the movement going on right now. He didn't address what's in front of him. You don't think he's been affected in the last 12 to 15 hours by the reaction from teammates and guys across the league?
Well,
that can have a real impact.
Curtis thinks he's just had somebody write up an apology statement and throw it on the Instagram.
I think he definitely was caught off guard by the reaction to his comments yesterday, because he didn't think those were outside of the norm in any way. I think he just thought he was giving an honest assessment of what was going on. And I think absolutely he and his team did damage control just like any corporation or public figure would in those circumstances.
He wasn't selling COVID survival vitamins at the bottom of the post, was he, or anything like that?
Honest to God. 6 degrees of Brady.
I'm sure the guy was sick to his stomach when he heard the outcry last night.
Don't you think he was enraged, though, yesterday? No. If you're Drew Brees, aren't you enraged that you spent your life trying to do what's right? You make one comment, and all these, your teammates and people that should know you better than they do, are out there ripping you, calling you a racist.
No, but Curtis, he has to understand that he missed the message. He missed the mark. And it's as simple as this. In the early part of the statement, he said, "I will never agree with anyone who disrespects the flag." If he just said, "I'll never agree, I understand why some may, but I will never agree," then we don't have this discussion. Then we're talking about something.
We absolutely do have this discussion.
Not to the same. All right, let me just compose my 1,600-word apology for the way that I just put that.
Wrong.
Okay, yeah. Cancel culture, shut up. Top five reasons why we need to get Fitzy off the air right now. Also, my favorite Breeze. 1, Drew. 2, Summer. 3, Bay.
Top 5 athlete apologies all time. Breeze 1.
Right. 2. Magic Johnson. Actually, no, he's amazing. He's the living cure. Why aren't we harvesting him? Less boom, more sauce, Fitz. It's just a simple turn of phrase means the national dialogue is not as harsh and people wouldn't be clapping back at him the way they did yesterday. I don't agree,
teammates,
but I understand.
He was eviscerated.
Yeah, Cameron Jordan.
By teammates.
Our communities are under siege. And we need help. And what you're telling us is, don't ask for help that way. Ask for a different way. I can't listen to it when you ask that way. We're done asking, Drew. And people who share your sentiments, who express those, and push them throughout the world, the airways, are the problem. And it's unfortunate, because I considered you a friend. I looked up to you. You're somebody who I had a great deal of respect for. But sometimes you should shut the f*** up.
Honest to God, this guy was a friend of his.
Malcolm Jenkins, no, he considered him a friend. That's how divisive that is. So he doesn't consider him a friend anymore?
Well, they talked. They talked, and he pulled that post down and put up another one. And this Malcolm Jenkins is a smart guy. He was very active in the community in New Orleans, then up in Philadelphia, and now he's returned to the Saints. This isn't somebody who's just riffing or just, you know, like, took it to the gram just to, you know, air some beef that he had with a teammate. This is a guy, he's marched. He's community savvy. He's out there and he's out front. And what he said is, we kneeled in front of this flag, full well knowing what it may have meant to the likes of you and many others under the banner of freedom that many have fought for and a lot have suffered for. And we did that, and we still don't feel like the message was heard. Now we're not asking. And now look where we are.
But
we're sitting here in a room this morning arguing over Drew Brees' comments as people attack the police in the street and they savage businesses and private enterprise and medical offices around the country and deface Civil War monuments meant to honor African-American fighters. We're toast.
There's a lot. Several texters say you're a commie. There's me? Also
good.
Yes.
Yes. Good. Yeah. Fine.
Welcome, comrade.
Yes. Thank you. Is there room for me in Kenistan?
Is that a social club or a revolution?
It's a socialist club.
There are
blow it out your ass.
There's a considerable amount of texters who are infuriated that he apologized because they feel like he did not say anything that was racist and that he gave in.
Well, and Greg, but what the intention was yesterday by the Malcolm Jenkins, by the LeBron James, by the public blue checkmark brigade that went after Drew Brees was to silence any dissent. It was to make a point out of Drew Brees to show that if you speak in any way that doesn't align with how we view things, we are going to call you a racist and have you ruin your career. That was their intention yesterday. Their intention was to silence any dissent.
Mm-hmm. Richard Sherman and Emmanuel Sanders and Emmanuel Acho and Benjamin Watson and Dante Stallworth, they all spoke through their secret communicative underground network, and they were like, let's get Brees.
Hey, where was the wind blowing yesterday on social media, Nick? Was it really hard to figure it out?
No, it wasn't hard to figure it out.
Okay, so like, there wasn't any secret meetings.
It's a bandwagon. I mean, like, just say, like, quick, everyone, hop on the bandwagon. Let's get Brees.
Silence dissent.
Let's get Brees. Let's get Brees.
By the way, when is the full apology to Bradfo coming on your Instagram? I think that should be later. I think that should be later today.
And it should be right in the Bradfo voice.
We've kept that private. I'll have you know.
All right. We have got to take a break.
But okay.
We'll be
Point Break. That's my favorite break. Point Break. Utah, give me two. We'll be back in two.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Flying by the snow, watching for the snow. I've been thinking lately of what I'm missing in the city.
Crawling our way toward phase two. We have ridden, we have nearly ridden this storm out.
Right.
Nearest, please right. Do that line correctly, Greg, from the old show.
Right in the storm out. You have to do the outa yes. At the end of that.
Thank you.
Outa. Ride in the storm outa.
Was that one of Johnny St. Dark's favorite songs?
Yes, it was. I don't believe Johnny St. Dark has made an appearance on this new program here at WEEI.
And Nick just put a Bernie Sanders sticker on the wall.
Blow it out your ass, Ernest. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
What's up,
Hi.
Anna?
Well, I just, I am an elder, so many people will consider me an old fogey because I was born 10 months after World War II started, which
same.
Makes me 77.
Same over here.
You know.
Are you Glenn's daughter?
wait a minute. Anna, how old are you? How old are you?
77.
77. Have you been listening have you been listening to the show for a long time?
I listen all the time.
Big Dale fan, I'm guessing?
Oh.
I'm sorry?
A big fan of Dale Arnold? I'm guessing.
Sometimes.
Oh, no,
that youngster Dale.
If Dale is losing the seniors, this is an issue. Yes. All right. So Anna, what do you want to say?
So my feelings are that I absolutely can understand what's going on today.
Yes.
If I were to be in the vicinity of a protest march, which is not very likely given my age, but if I were, I would take a knee alongside everyone else. Mm-hmm. But to ask me to take a knee during the playing of the thing for me to do. Mm-hmm. My grandson is black, who I adore, mm-hmm. And also white because he's got my blood in him too.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just how I feel about it. And I, the people I blame the most are the politicians who use this, what's going on, this horrible thing that's going on to get votes. All they do is divide because they have never done anything to correct the situation. I have no respect for any politician today. I have no idea who I'll vote for.
Anna, I'm glad you brought that up, because one positive thing is you're talking about being elderly. You are younger than Joe Biden, so that is something.
Well, I'm not sure that's much of a compliment.
All right, Anna, thank you.
Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.
I'll tell you one thing: Joe Biden's going to bring back the foxtrot.
hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? First off, I'm an African-American veteran. And what Grant Napier and Drew Brees said, there was no malicious intent. So especially the people that are friends with those guys. I don't know why people would come down on them. And I think it was Arian Foster who was saying that, you know, you should understand what his point is, too, because his grandfather came back from, like, World War II and couldn't eat places. You know, he was dealing with Jim Crow and all this other stuff. So obviously they're going to have different feelings.
Yeah, I mean, if you were Malcolm Jenkins, you would know Drew Brees as a friend, and so you would understand the intent that it's not malicious. Yeah. It's not malicious intent.
Yeah, and like I said, if I disagreed with them, that I would have made a point, like, you know, Arian Foster.
Yeah.
You know, instead of trying, like, these people that are trying to shut them down. No, you want people to be open and honest, even if you disagree with them.
Yeah. Thank you. This is Jim from Dorchester. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. So my biggest problem was that it really didn't seem to dawn on Drew Brees that just maybe some of these players who are kneeling have grandparents or great-grandparents that fought in World War II. Some of these black men that are suffering from, let's be honest, some police brutality and racial bias probably had grandfathers that served in World War II. Now, I'm not going to get on Drew Brees too hard for that because he was just reminiscing about what he feels during the anthem, but it didn't seem to dawn on him that could be the same situation for people who are protesting. And my first main problem is just that he used the word disrespect, the flag, and everybody knows. We've been hearing this for 3 years now. The first thing it is, it's not about disrespecting the flag or the troops or the friggin' anthem. You know, it's about something else, and if you can't start your argument accepting that point, what Jenkins is saying is he's worse than a racist. He's oblivious. He doesn't even take the time to listen to what we're saying. So it's just that he doesn't get it, which is so atrocious.
I don't think being oblivious is being worse than a racist. I mean, if you're a racist, you're prejudging. Yeah. I mean, that's much worse, in my opinion. But why is it not
okay? If you're the quarterback of the Saints, it might be. I mean, come on. The guy's got no clue.
He definitely. You think Drew Brees has no clue what he's talking about?
No, you can be born oblivious. You can't be born a racist. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that's learned.
Yeah,
taught.
But Nick is profiling him because he's living in Louisiana. That's a big issue.
Right. Southern state.
No, I like Louisiana has cultural relevance. West Virginia is a pilot gas stop that also has a governor.
You're really pissing people off, Nick.
Oops.
Yeah. This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
I really don't feel Drew Brees made an apology today. I just think he's clarifying his statement from yesterday. I mean, he has hard, you know, very strong feelings for the flag, and, you know, I think the two issues are separate.
Curtis, and Curtis read it. Excuse me.
I mean, the first line is he would like to apologize.
Yeah. By the way, Curtis Reddit is not a forum you want to go to.
Please.
It's significantly long apology. Well, I mean, he's basically, you know, he was kneeling in apology.
Yes,
I mean,
he wrote a very long apology.
You know, I think, Chris, that he really is true. Curtis doesn't buy.
I think he feels real bad about the people he offended.
I think he does, because I think he's a good guy.
That's genuine.
I think it's genuine. And what I don't understand is that this is we are trying to have, I believe, a national discussion on race. And
exactly.
And during that discussion, I think there are going to be people who, through no malicious intent, don't understand something the way another individual in the country might understand it. So if
in my opinion, you just use the right word, which is intent.
Yes.
Don't think his intent yesterday was to offend anybody.
No, right. I don't.
He felt very strongly about the flag and his heritage, and that's admirable. And, his intent wasn't to hurt anybody.
Yeah, and I don't think his apology was the kind that Danielle can't stand when she gets it from a guy, which is, I'm sorry that you were offended.
I'm sorry that you were offended about my sleeping with another woman.
but fine. But yesterday you had the entire Twitter reaction from LeBron and others who were placing
the intent on him.
On mm-hmm. Drew Brees'
That's
comments.
Wrong. That's wrong also.
Which is, I thought, one of the biggest things through all of this, that we're supposed to get through prejudice and not place intent on people without knowing what they really believe.
That is wrong also.
And we just got a call from the Joe Andruzzi Foundation requesting Nick take his shirt off because of his commie point of view.
Ah, well. That's a shame.
This is Reg. Hello, Reg.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? I'm just sick and tired of people making a comment, especially something, you know, genuine like Breeze made, and then come out and apologize because of outward pressure. There seems to be this underlying current that you're not allowed to have an opinion, and, you know, it seems to be coming from the younger generation. Like, I'm tired of it. I can't take it. Like, these people, because my life experience is different than yours, and I have a difference of opinion, and I'm not allowed to share that. It's crazy.
How old are you, Reg?
I'm 55.
55.
Glenn's son.
Shouldn't LeBron James or whomever, Curtis, shouldn't they come out today and say Drew Brees did the absolute right thing and applaud him for trying to gain an understanding of how his comments are not helping?
I would hope so. I think Drew is sort of dangling right now. I mean, I don't know how he feels. If I were him, I would feel awful and I would feel angry at my teammates for not having my back. And the first step is the right step today. He showed the world, his apology was basically admitting that he had no way it wasn't his intention to say what he said.
Yeah.
That it was taken in a way that was not his intent.
Absolutely. But if we are going to hold people accountable on having a discussion, when somebody perhaps gains an understanding of what the other is going through, then that ought to be encouraged and applauded. And I hope that that is what will happen today.
But why won't anybody in the media hold LeBron James accountable for the fact that he doesn't stand up for people like Daryl Morey, a general manager of the Houston Rockets, who tweeted out sympathy and respect for the protesters in Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
living with these awful human rights violations there? Like, why? It's so disingenuous for LeBron.
It's because he's a hypocrite.
He's the king hypocrite.
I mean, you have a billion-dollar shoe deal with Nike, with the worst labor laws in the world. I mean, it's unbelievable.
We've worked here for a while, so I don't know about that.
I know. I produce some shows.
Here's a text that expresses, I think, a universal sentiment we can all agree on, which is, I can't wait to get off this planet. That is an individual who's given up on COVID, given up on the America burning, giving up on all of it. The murder hornets, the poisonous toads.
Right.
It's what's next? I'll tell you what's next is we gotta go inside the warped female brain. So we will do that next with Danielle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.